Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Steve Forbes, legendary business leader, editor-in-chief, chairman of Forbes Media, former presidential candidate, author of something under 1,000 books that have sold a billion copies across the galaxy, including Reviving America, including, and by the way, folks, the flat tax revolution. That was still one of my favorite. We got to get back to that one of these days, Steve. Thanks again for being here.
Yes,
Steve,
sir.
Let's talk about what has happened to the economy and what can happen going forward. This is unprecedented. Even wars haven't caused the global economy to basically shudder almost in a period of a month or so. I've never seen anything like this in my life. How do we? I'm such a Pollyanna. I'm such a small business owner. We're pathological optimists. I'm so optimistic about things that I got to believe, knowing what I know about America's ability to respond, that we're going to be on the other side of this quicker than a lot of people think. What do you think?
I think so, and I think we can take the experiences. I was talking to an executive the other day of what is happening in places like South Korea and Taiwan and Singapore, where they took a lot of action early, and we can learn from that in the future. But things are starting to improve there. Yes, there's still cases there, still some new cases, but the worst is over. And this fellow thought by the end of April we'll be beginning to see real light on this faster than some of the pessimists think. And then we have the challenge of this is where these breakthroughs are coming on tests, that vaccine that we may get early next year from Johnson & Johnson. And the treatments, like using hydroxychloroquine, yep, some of these other things may be very helpful because, yes, we're going to have a pause on this thing, but then people are going to start to worry, Jim, in the fall, mm-hmm, new virus season. Will this thing come back again?
Yeah.
If we have these things in place, numerous tests, effective treatments where you can be over this thing if you get it within 3 to 6 days, perhaps even sooner, that'll change the psychology. Because one of the things that's going to happen when we recover from this thing is how many people are going to go on airplanes? Are you going to want to be in a middle seat with two people next to you, three people right in front,
I didn't like it six months ago. I didn't like it 6 months ago, let alone now.
So we're going to have to do special things there. You mentioned restaurants, the toughest business in the best of times. Social distancing, as they call it. I call it physical distancing.
Yeah.
We want social contact. We just can't be physical about it.
Right.
So this physical distancing, that's not going to help the bar business. So it's going to take a while, and that's why these treatments and potential vaccines will be critical so that people know we're on top of this. You'll quickly test. You've got vaccines, and especially the vaccines that people know. And by golly, there'll be no more need for public service ads, get your flu shots, get your COVID-19 shots. People are going to be lining up. Do it now.
Well, the other thing, Steve, that's exactly right. The other thing is there's every chance that we're going to have the Wuhan coronavirus with us from now on, forever. And yes, if that happens, people will get sick and people will die. But how could that be much worse than 2 years ago, 68,000 people died from the flu in America? I mean, most people don't even know that fact, Steve.
No.
If it continues in America, and next year we lose 5,000 or 10,000, now that we know how to deal with it, it'll be a non-event from now on after this, because we're not afraid of it anymore.
Well, that's right, and it'd be interesting. I've heard numbers nobody seems to know for sure. About 25,000 people have already died from the seasonal flu.
That's right,
and
that's correct.
We don't know how many, and we don't know how many of those actually may have been COVID-19 that we just didn't know about.
Well,
I think one of the things that's also
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, one of the things that's going to happen from this, Jim, is that also I think you're going to see a lot of more brain power and research put in to get more effective vaccine, flu yeah. vaccines than we've had. You know, mm-hmm. this thing of, oh, it'll be 40 or 50% effective. I think you're going to see steps where it's going to be 80, 90% effective in the future. Mm-hmm. We're not going to tolerate the results of the past.
Right. Well, we sure don't want to have to deal with what we're dealing with right now. One of the things I want you to help me get out, Steve, to folks, is every dollar that the government helps a small business directly to the business, not to the employee, to the individual, but directly to a business, is a 4-to-1 force multiplier. The dollar goes into the business. It saves. It helps save the business. It helps keep the business and the employees connected. It keeps the employees off the unemployment line. And that money that they didn't take from unemployment can go to other people, like people who are gigers and who are independent contractors. It's a 4-to-1 multiplier. We need to let folks know that that help is out there to help these companies stay together so they can regroup after this is over. What do you think?
I like to call it not just a multiplier. That sounds like Keynesian stuff. I like to call four big bangs for the buck. Four big bangs for the buck.
Hey, I like
and
that.
And I think, four big bangs for the buck. And one of the key things is connecting with the people who have been working with you. That's very important economically and psychologically. And so, when people can stay alive, they can fight another day. And I like that.
Hold on to that thought. Four big bangs for the buck. Folks, you heard it right here. This is the reason we have Steve on. He straightens me out every time. Quick break. We're going to talk about the future with Steve Forbes after the break. 20 till Forbes.com. Don't forget to check out that website. It's a very important one. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.